Track 3. Mark, who is a keen gardener himself, chats with John, who is jokingly known as the Monty Don of Vision Norfolk, and learns about the Bradbury Century project and how it is developing.
Hello there, this is Mark. I've come along to the Bradbury Activity Centre, and with me I've got John Greaves. Now John, you're affectionately known as Monty Don to many of us because of your green fingers and your gardening skills. You've been involved with the allotment project here at Vision Norfolk for quite a while now. What does it mean to you, John, coming to Vision Norfolk and being involved with our allotment project?
Well, Mark, this is my thing. I've been in horticulture when I was 13 on a Saturday job, and when I left school at 15, I'd done 5 years in horticulture. And gardening to me has been in another world. You're free, you clear your mind, you don't have to worry about anything. And like I say, over the period, coming to Vision Norfolk and joining the gardening group, we had a workshop meeting and got ideas from different people around the table, what they'd like to grow and what we could grow. At the time, I think that was 2024, and we were waiting to see if we're going to be lucky enough to get an allotment.
And the allotment project, we're based at the Mull Community Allotment site, aren't we?
Yeah.
And can you tell me, what have we got on the allotment plot there, John?
Well, what we got on the plot at the moment, Mark, we went down on Halloween in 2025. We went down there, the young ones and the parents come down. Also, we had the allotment group with us. And on that day, we actually sowed autumn crop for spring and summer harvesting. So at the moment, we've got broad beans, we've got garlic, onion sets, and also peas.
These have been crops that have been overwintered, aren't they?
They are, Mark, yes.
Yeah, right. So how are they looking at them? Because I believe you went down to the allotment recently.
We went down on Friday with Helen, Denise and Josh and myself, and they're looking brilliant, Mark.
Fantastic. And you're growing these in a raised bed?
Yep, we've got 3 raised beds, Mark. Each one is 3 metres by 1 metre wide by 750mm deep. And at the moment, they're all full up. But the idea of the autumn-winter planting, hopefully we'll be able to double crop on the raised beds with stuff we're producing at the moment as seedlings.
Yeah, that's great. And what are you hoping to sort of put in there when the overwintering crops have been harvested?
The stuff we're growing at the moment, we've got cucumbers, tomato plants, to name a few, you know. I think we'll also be planting sea potatoes for a later crop, sort of autumn crop.
Yeah.
Sort of a desire or something like that. And so, you know, we've got room with the 3 beds if we take all the produce up.
That's fantastic, John. And we've also got a greenhouse, haven't we, now as well? So there's been some funding for a greenhouse, so we've been using that to grow some seedlings, and I believe you've been involved with that.
I have, Mark. And also, could I just say about 2025, it was fairly difficult. We had a seed sale at the Bradbury Centre at Vision Norfolk. And being as we got no onward chain as such at the time with the seedlings, they were all sort of grown at the Bradbury Centre. So now this is a luxury, Mark, to have a greenhouse in Hammond Court with a raised bed there, you know. This is all going to make life more inclusive for people in Hammond Court and people at Vision Norfolk, because this is central to the bus route in and out the city. So I think that will make a big difference. The trouble with our allotment, we always have to wait for the volunteers to run the minivan to and from.
Yes, because we've been using the minibus, haven't we, to get down to the Mull Pit community plot.
Yeah,
that's good. And have you enjoyed meeting other people in the project?
I had my always, I think socialising is all part of being at Vision Norfolk, you know, I mean, we're so lucky. And with the people on the garden, or whether you're playing short mat bowls or whatever, everybody's an inspiration for other people, you know, and the attitude of Vision Norfolk, you might have sight loss and that, but you can still do things.
That's really important, isn't it?
That is, Mark. I've done cookery, pottery, basket weaving, to name just a few, you know.
Yeah, you're certainly a very regular person here, aren't you, John?
Well, Mark, to me, I was housebound after my wife passed away. I was housebound, and that, through the sensory support team, teaching me how to use the cane and come in on the buses. I did come to Vision Norfolk with my sensory team support worker, and we met up with Richard. He gave us a tour of Vision Norfolk, and he said, "When will you be coming?" I said, "Well, as soon as I can do the buses, I'll be here." And I ain't left since, Mark, and this was 2023.
Yes, that's true.
So
yeah.
I've been coming as a regular for 3 years now.
Yeah. It's lovely to have you, John, and thank you for what you've been doing for the allotment project. And let's hope we have some bit more rain, because it's been quite dry so far this spring, hasn't it?
That sure has, Mark. Yeah. But Mark, I must just thank all the people from upstairs who arrange all these things, and all the volunteers, because without them we wouldn't be doing it, Mark.
That's kind of you to say so, John.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, good luck with the rest of your growing season, John. And would you sort of encourage other people to come along and find out more about it?
Well, I think the thing of it is, Mark, people say I'm not a gardener, but if someone put a flower pot in front of you and you planted four or five bulbs, you're a gardener. And when you think, Mark, in them bulbs, all the embryos are stored in that one bulb. And when you take the pot home with you in spring, you see these flowers, either narcissus, tulips, whatever you're planting, and you think, I done that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody can garden at Vision Norfolk, Mark, and there's room for everybody. Even if you come and watch and sow a few seeds, like the seed sown a few weeks back, Mark, I mean, we had a full house there, seed sown, and they're now all in the greenhouse. So what could be better, Mark? And also, Mark, I would like to just like to say, gardening's all about your well-being, mental health and inclusion. And them trees together, Mark.
Well, on that note, John, that's a wonderful way to finish. Thank you very much for talking to us. And we look forward to seeing you down on the allotment site next.
Well, you sure will, Mark. And like I say, this is my second home, and I'll be backs and forwards all the time.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Mark.